Okay. So in this week's parasha, Vayikra Moshe l'Hoshea b'nun Yoshua. So we know that Moshe wanted to give Yeshua a shmira, that he shouldn't fall prey to the atzas and meraglim. So mismal for him. What was the catalyst which caused Moshe b'nun to daven for Yoshua? So Yonas ben Uziel has a very interesting comment here. He writes, Ilein Shmon Guvaya Deshad Moshe La'aloli Asara. These are the names of the people that Moshe sent to tour Eretz Yisrael. Interesting that the word lasur, it means to tour, right? Like the Shirish, the word tour. Uchidichama Moshe an Vesanuse. When Moshe saw the anava of Yehoshua, Kara Moshe Lahoshe Barnun Yoshua. He called him Yoshua. This is very interesting. When Moshe saw the midah of anava of Yoshua, he said, oh, better give him a yud. Now, l'chayr, anava is a very good midah. So if anava is a very good midah, why would he need to give Yoshua something? Fakert, because he was an anav, so l'chayr is in the good. It's like when he saw the ma'idl of Yoshua, he gave him a yud. Is this consistent with Rashi, with Chazal, which says that maybe he felt that Yoshua was susceptible and he would need that Shemira? Or maybe it's different than that which Rashi is quoting from Chazal. So it seemed like the pshat would be, hopefully we can develop this idea a little bit in Mitzvah Sham, is that the Midah of Anava, we need to understand a little bit what anava means. And in fact, it should have shaychus to that which the Torah had said in the previous parsha, Ra'ish Moshe anav mi'od mikol adam mashal p'nei adam. That here, after Moshe Rabbeinu is exalted as being the anav mikol adam, immediately after that, we find he's able to discern the midah of anava and Yeshua, and thereby give him the letter Yud. And of course, there are questions surrounding this. Why dafka the letter Yud? Rashi, by Ha'ish Moshe Adam Mikol Adam, he writes, Shafal V'Savlan. The Rashi apparently understands that the word Anava, the Ma'il of Anava, has to do with Shiflus and Anava. Shiflus and Savlonus. What this is telling us is that somebody who's a Shafal and somebody who is Soivel, he's able to bear and to be understanding of the mistakes of other people. Like I once said from my Rebbe, that a person who's the bigger a tzaddik is, the more that he's able to be soivel the mistakes and the wrongdoings of other people. Now, it can come with certain repercussions. That here Yoshua is traveling with not such a good chevra, or at least at the time they were k'shem, but what happened to them was unfortunate. Somebody who's able to be soivel and to be a shafal and to be able to bear the wrongdoings of others, it can wear off on him. So because the midah of anava, in its root, it's a beautiful midah to be a shafal v'savlan. But to be able to bear the wrongdoings of that chevra would be able to have an impact over time on Yoshua and cause him to go along with that. So yes, because of the anava, because of that beautiful midah that he was able to see in Yoshua, he did need extra chizuk. What this reminds us is that it reminds us of the Gemara in Gittin, in the fifth parak, Nun Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us the famous story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, that we're familiar with the fact that Bar Kamsa, after being thrown out of the Suda, that he became very upset, and he spoke Lashon Hara about the Yidden in front of the Kesar, and a korban was sent by the Kesar to be offered by the Jewish people, and he made a mum in it, And there was a whole shaila whether or not the korban should be offered. So this Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas spoke up, and he said, "Yomru bali mumin kraven legabi mizbeach. How can we offer this animal which has a mum on it? Won't they say that it's mutter to bring a bal mum on the mizbeach?" And they said, "Maybe we should kill Bar Kamsat," which he said, "Is somebody like this chayv nisa? What are they going to say about it?" So the Gemara concludes, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, on v'sanusel shab Zechai ben Avkulas, that the anava of Rabbi Zechai ben Avkulas hechrivas beitein v'sarifas yechalin v'iglisein mi'atzeinu, that his anava was responsible for churban beis hamikdash. We see a concept that a shayach, that the midah which was upholding the beis hamikdash, that sometimes a person's midah, which is gufa his nekud of godless, that when it shakes, when it becomes tainted, that it becomes, in this case, an anava psula, that anava psula, which was once that which was mekayim the beis hamikdash, was now going to be the cause for the churban beis hamikdash. And interestingly, Rashi here says, anvesanuso, Rashi taiches, savla nuso. Rashi's lashitaso that he taiches, I don't know all of Rashi's in Tanakh and Shas, obviously, but at least this Rashi is consistent with our Rashi in Baal Yisra, that the mid of anava has to do with being soivel. That because he was such a savlon, he was able to be soivel the circumstances, that anava psula caused churban beis hamikdash. Perhaps based on this, we can suggest that in the previous parsha, we find that Moshe and Aaron, that they speak Lashon Hara about Moshe. Why did they speak Lashon Hara about Moshe? And what was the Kadosh Baruch Hu's response for Ha'ish Moshe Adam Me'od V'Kol Adam Asher Pnei Adama? So it would seem that the reason why Aaron and Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe was because they were able to discern in Moshe a midah of anava psula. Where do they see that Moshe had anava psula? From the fact that he took the kushis asher lokach. Because it's the midah of ananav to be a shafal v'savlan. Shafal means that he's able to go into very low places. Like I mentioned recently, the maisa about the Naim Elimelech, that once the Balatanya was visiting a misnagid, a certain rav, and when he came in to visit this rav, he had noticed that the sefer of the Naim Elimelech was like on the floor underneath the stool, underneath the benches. So he said to the Balatanya, he said, "Tell me something about the Naim Elimelech." So the Balatanya responded and he said that the Naim Elimelech was such an anav that even if you put him underneath the bench, he wouldn't say anything. The midav and anav is somebody that is able to go into low places to be shafal and to be soiva. In fact, there's a maimer from the Kotzker, I think it was, or the Chilush Arim. It's from the school of Ger. I think it's the Kotzker, that he says that when Rashi says shafal v'savlan, means that a person has to be able to be soivel his own shiflus. Which is a very interesting chap in the midah of, it's very pertainable to nowadays in B'der HaVoida. But al kopanim, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to take this Isha Kushis, which is al pichitzonius, not l'fi madrigaso shel Moshe to take an Isha Kushis, take a black woman. Moshe had to go very, very low in order to do that. But they thought that maybe the midah of Moshe, of his anava psula, is responsible for the fact that he took this Isha Kushis. Right? Rashi says, Isha Kushis asher lokach, right? Means that they had tainas about the fact that he took the Isha Kushis. It's a little bit inconsistent because the whole taina on Moshe was the fact that he divorced her, that he was parish mina Isha. If that's the case, why does the Torah say it's Isha Asher Kushis asher lokach, which he took, when we're talking about Gerishim here, that he divorced his wife? But the teretz is that they saw that if Moshe Rabbeinu was caused and was told to divorce his wife, that must mean that the fact that he took her to begin this wasn't keseder. Otherwise, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu instruct him to be pirish? So therefore, yes, we are talking about the Gerishim. But they saw Gerishim that Moshe had to do with her as a sign that the Etzim Lakicha Mitchila was not the way it was supposed to do. That was an act of Moshe Rabbeinu's anava psula to have taken an Isha like that, to have gone into such a low place and to take an Isha like that. So therefore, they said, they spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe, from the fact that he had to divorce her, tells us about the Shairish of the Dover that it was done mitoch anava psula. And they were afraid that this anava psula would destroy the Mishkan. Because it was Gufa in the spirit of Moshe's Anava Mitchila, that he was such a shafal and such a savlan throughout all the times that he was able to bear the suffering of the Jewish people. That Moshe Rabbeinu, we know it says Vayar b'sivloisam, that he saw their savlanus. That Moshe Rabbeinu had that savlanus. That it was Gufa the Anava Moshe Rabbeinu Vayakim Moshe as a Mishkan. That Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who built the Mishkan. We know the Mishkan, according to the Ramban, is just a hemshach of Har Sinai. Sinai is Gematria Anava. That the foundations of the Beis HaMikdash, now that Moshe Rabbeinu had to divorce his wife, and it was Nisgal, a certain psul, that because there was another psul that he took this woman, everything was now coming to the surface. This would cause Churban Mishkan. Just like the Anava of Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulis destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So to this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to his defense. And he comes and he tells Miriam and Aaron, no. V'yish Moshe Anav Mikol Adam Ashalat Pnei Adama. That the Anava Moshe Rabbeinu is an Anava Ksheira, that it's not an Anava Psula, that even Moshe Rabbeinu is such an Anav, it didn't go so far to fall under the category of Anava Psula. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made on the Anava Moshe Rabbeinu, that it was Mamish Ksheir. And perhaps the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Aaron and Moshe and Miriam into the Ohel Moed, into the Mishkan in order to testify that, was in order to lay strong the foundations of the Mishkan, and to say no to that which you think that there's Anava Psula here, which is going to rock the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to destroy this Mishkan. Fakert, I tell you no. I tell you with my dibur. And we know that the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamashas. Lo'idam Hashem dvarcha nitza b'ashamayim. It's chal. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu used with that dibur in the Makam HaMishkan, in the Ohel Moed, that he said, v'yish Moshe anu ma'od, that laid foundations, even stronger foundations to the Mishkan, that it shouldn't be destroyed. And we know, sof kol sof, that the Mishkan was never destroyed, that the Mishkan was nignas. But that was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the defense, and they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was an anav kasher, there was no anav psula, and he testified that which Moshe Rabbeinu did was hakol kasher nachan b'kayim. What's interesting is that there's a medrash which says that after this lashon hara was spoken about Moshe, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu had heard and he had known that Miriam spoke lashon hara about him, but he didn't know whether Aaron did as well. And when he heard that Aaron also had spoke lashon hara, he said the following pasuk. Gam ishlemi asher batachti bo, oich lachmi higdel alai akev. I can't believe that even the ish shlemi, right, which is referring to Aaron, the ish who was oiv shalom, veroidev shalom. Gam ish shlemi, even my best friend, the ish shalom, which is Aaron HaKohen, oich lachmi, that he ate bread with me, my brother, higdel alai akev, that he spoke about me lashon hara. That's interesting. Why is this called higdel alai akev? What does that mean? So it could be, according to that which we're saying, it's very nice. Because Akev, we know, is a remiss to the mid of Anava. Because it's Akev Anava, Yiras Hashem. Higdil Alai Akev means that he raised the Anava about me more than what it was supposed to be. That he accused me of Anava Psula. So even the Lashon of the Medrash, that Moshe, he quoted this Pasuk, he said this Pasuk, Higdil Alai Akev, has a mashmaus that which Aaron is accused by Moshe Rabbeinu of doing was Higdei Alai Akev, that he raised the Anava about me, thinking that I was Shalai Kesedi with my Anava. Now it could be, now it could very well be, that which they saw about Moshe Rabbeinu, that they had wondered and thought that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu had an Anava Psula, wasn't completely off the mark. And perhaps the reason why they thought that is because we know that Eldad Umeidad were Misnavi B'machane at the end of the last six parasha, and they were saying Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnes. The Ari HaKadosh already points out that this was a wonderment to everybody. What chait could Moshe have done that he deserved to have died? Because we know that it's only later than when Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock that it's nigzar on him not to go into Eretz Yisrael. So here, Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnes. So what chait could there have been that Moshe Rabbeinu had done? This gave way for them to suspect, perhaps, that Moshe Rabbeinu, that he had this Anava Psula, which is the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, which is why they ascribed it to the fact that he took the Isha Kushis. Kushis is Lashon Choshech, that he went into this Choshech in order to, which was not befitting for him. Now, it could be that the reason why they suspected that was because perhaps what they saw was not Dafka in Moshe Rabbeinu, that he had a Nava Psula, but perhaps the Nava Psula which they saw was in Yoshua. Because since Eldon Amedad had said, Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnes, and on some level, the Svera and Hanhaga was already given over to Yoshua, so could see that the Mid of Nava Psula which they detected was the Nava Psula which was in Yoshua. And again, even Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Nava Psula, which is why he gave him the Oz Yud. That I guess he had seen, Moshe Rabbeinu had seen, that there was some shmek of another psula which was laying by Yoshua, which Moshe needed to be misakein. And through this whole inyan of there being cheshish Moshe of another psula, and all of this coming to the surface, that Moshe Rabbeinu detected, hey, if they saw, they saw good. They were Nevi'im too. That which they saw wasn't in Moshe, because since there was niskala now a new hanhaga of Yoshua Machnes, that really the another psula which they saw is Yeshua, bringing that to Moshe's attention, which is why he gave him the letter Yud. Now, where do we see another psula of Yoshua? So it could be that the roots of this another psula goes back to Mechamas Amalek. The very first of Mechamas Amalek which we find is when Moshe Rabbeinu instructs Yoshua, "Tzei hilochem ba'amalek, go out and fight Amalek." And it says that after this Mechamas Amalek, it says, "Vayachalos Yehoshua Samalek teficharet," that Yoshua, that he weakened Amalek. Now what's interesting is that Yeshua does not destroy Amalek legamre. It says, Vayachalosh Yehoshua es Amalek v'samal l'ficharev. Now why is it that Yeshua didn't destroy Amalek altogether? Now it could be that the reason why Yeshua didn't do that was because it really has shaykhis to that which Shaul HaMelech didn't do that. Shaul was also instructed to wipe out Amalek legamre, and he left Agag, and we know what happened from that. Now, it could be that the reason why Shaul did that was because by the very first milchama of Amalek, Yoshua had left over some of the Amalekim. And since every Rashis leaves a Roshem, Shaul picked up on that Roshem of Yoshua and also didn't have the strength to completely wipe out Amalek. That Shaul needed to gather extra energy and koach in order to wipe out Amalek legamrei. But because Yoshua didn't do so, even Shaul fell prey to that. And perhaps that's why immediately after this, Hashem tells Moshe, v'sim ba'oznei Yehoshua timcha azeichar Amalek. Meaning he wanted that Yeshua should know also, ma'achu emzer azeichar Amalek. Had I had in mind, in this milchamas Amalek, to wipe them out legamrei. So that if v'sim ba'oznei Yehoshua, why were you only vayachalos Yehoshua Tzom? You should have wiped them out legamrei. So perhaps what caused that is Yeshua's anava psula. Because Amalek has a yanika from anava psula. That because of the Anava Psula, Yoshua wasn't fit to be able to wipe out Amalek Lagamre, that they had an achiz on that Anava Psula, and Memela, just like Shaul had that Anava Psula, and Memela, that Nikud of Anava Psula, which would be necessary, Yoshua as now being the leader, Moshe Rabbeinu needed to fix that, needed to correct that. And that's why he was given a Yud, in order to be Mechaz with that Anava Psula. What's interesting is that Vayachmal Shaul V'ha'am, where Shaul, at the root of where Shaul had Rachmanas on Amalek, that's the gematria Yehoshua bin Nun with the three tables. As if to say that Yehoshua bin Nun is at the shayrish of this Vayachmal Sha'al v'ha'am on Amalek. It could also very well be that there was a simon to Yehoshua's Anava Psula after Moshe is coming down and he hears the kolos b'machane, and Yehoshua says, Adoni Moshe kla'im. Right? Wipe them out. It could be that with further investigation, it just came to mind now, that there also lies a certain simon of another psula, the fact that Yoshua reacted in that way, of which Moshe said, no, that's not the proper way to react. Or maybe his response to wiping out Eldon Umedad, Adoni Moshe Kla'im. Maybe all these, with further research, may give reason to suspect that because of this Anava Psula, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that there needed to be some type of a tikkun. What's interesting is that here, Yehoshua is given the letter Yud. But where is he given the letter Yud from? Chazal tell us that the letter Yud from Sarah, which was once Sarai, which was waiting in Shemayim, was now given to Yehoshua. It could be that since the letter Sarah, the word Sarah is a lashon of Sar, of Hisremimus HaNefesh, of Malchus, is exactly the letter Yud from that word Sarai, which Yehoshua needed to be machazik that anava in order to give a certain stability and certain strength of giving it Sarara. The Sarara and the tikkun to that anava which Yehoshua need to lead the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael properly. What's further interesting is that it could very well be as well that it says V'yayish Moshe anav mikol adam. There's a kri and a ksiv here that it says anav chaser yud. So the actual ksiv is ayin nun vav. But the kri is ayin nun yud vav. That here we have a letter yud which is actually missing in the ksav. So it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu took that yud, which is V'yayish Moshe anav mikol adam, and he gave that letter yud of the word anav, which is why it's missing in the Torah. That Moshe took his yud of which Hashem testified about him, that he's a perfect anav, that he has no anav of psula. And he gave of that yud, and he gave to Yeshua in order to be mesakin anav of psula, that he should be on the level of Moshe, b'shana Moshe me'o mekola Moshe al-pani adam. Furthermore, we find something very interesting in the sugya of Reb Zechariah. It's brought down in the name of the Gaon in the Chassam Sefer to explain what does it mean the psula of Reb Zechariah. So they explain, based on the Gemara says, when we deal with Dinei Nefashos, the Gemara says, Matchila min atzad. We don't start with the Rosh Hashanah Sanhedrin when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, because if he speaks first, everybody will follow his lead. So we allow everybody to speak first, their Deah, and then we come and we work our way towards the Rosh Beis Din. And we learn this out from the Pasuk, which says, Lo Sa'aneh al Riv. So Chazal Darshan, Lo Sa'aneh al Riv, that the word Riv is spelled Chaser Yud, that it says like Rav. And it means to say, don't let the Rav, which is the Av Beis Din, speak first, let him come last. Interestingly, so the Chassam Sefer and the Gaon explain that Reb Zechariah's psul of his anava was that he considered himself to be the lower class of the Sanhedrin, when really he was the Gadol Hadar. And so therefore he spoke first, and since he spoke first and violated L'Sane Al-Riv, then Mela, everybody had to go along with him. But what's interesting is that we learn out that according to this, Rav Zechariah violated the letter Yud, which was missing in Lesan El Riv. And that Yud, that missing Yud, which he violated, therein lies his Anava Psula. The fact that missing Yud, that he was over on that caused him to have that Anava Psula. He was responsible for that. So interestingly here, Moshe Rabbeinu puts the Yud in Yeshua's name, and that's supposed to correct the Anava Psula. So it seems like these two things have shayiches, this missing yod, which is by Leisan al-Riv, to the added yod, which Yeshua is given, which is what allows the tikkun of that inyan of anava psula at its shayish. Regarding this anava psula of Yeshua, we know that there's a smichas, obviously, Chazal speak it out, between the parasha of Meraglim and the Lashon Hara that Miriam spoke. So, as we had mentioned, that Yeshua, that Moshe Rabbeinu, I should say, that he had learned from the Lashon Hara of Miriam and Aaron, that in Shoresh, the Tzaddik, must be speaking something gerecht, that it was really Gchal on Yeshua. And he learned from the Lashon Hara to protect Yeshua from his Anava Psula. So Yeshua was given the letter Yud from Moshe Rabbeinu in order to be Mechazik his Anava. We still haven't fully developed this Yud yet. But perhaps as a remnant to this in the Pasuk in Tehillim, which we say every day, it says, Yefa'er Anavim B'Yeshua. Yefa'er, that Hashem will glorify Anavim, those who are Anavs, B'Yeshua. Now the first thing you notice right away is that the word B'Yeshua is the same letters as Yehoshua. Right? So Yefa'er Anavim B'Yeshua, there's a remnant here of Yefa'er, to give glory, meaning Tiferes is like a certain Hisramim HaSanafesh. To the Anavim B'Yeshua, to that Anava which Yeshua had, it needed a certain Yefa'er. Now the word Yefa'er is Yud Pe'er, which means like the letter Yud, the Pe'er of the letter Yud, Anavim B'Yeshua, to give that to the Amida of Aniv of Yeshua. But just B'derech Remez, to further this, it's interesting that if you take the letter Yud and you make a Milui out of it, you spell out Yud B'Miluo, it's B'Gematria Yefa'er Anavim, right? I mean that this letter Yud is Gufa what's Mefa'er Anavim. The Sofei Tevos of Yefa'er Anavim B'Yeshua is Sofei Tevos Rama, or Harem, which means to lift up, a certain Hisramim HaSanefesh, in order to bring him up, which we'll get to, if we have time. It doesn't look like we do. And furthermore, what's interesting is like this, that the Pasuk says, Vayikra Moshe Lohayshea Bin Nun Yehoshua, Lohayshea Bin Nun is actually Gematria Anavim B'Yeshua. And the word Yefa'er is Gematria Yehoshua. So it comes out Yafar Anovim B'Yeshua is Gematria LaHoshea Binun Yehoshua. Mamish the same Gematria. Yafar is Gematria Yehoshua. Anovim B'Yeshua is Gematria LaHoshea Binun. That's Mamish the same. Now the reason why it was important to give this letter Yud to Yehoshua, which we spoke about from Sarah, which is Sarai, which is the Hisramim Masanefesh, was because Moshe was now giving over Yehoshua the Hanhaga and the Sara to lead the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Bunim has a klal which he writes, which is quoted in Torah Simcha, in his name. Rav Bunim says that in order to come into Eretz Yisrael, you need a Hisramim Masanefesh, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, V'yiroim imucha, when you lift yourself up, l'areshes ha'aretz, you will be able to inherit the land. So the Midah Vanava, which is Moshe's hallmark, Moshe was perfect in that. But Yehoshua, that he had a certain aspect of Anava Psula, that he needed this letter Yud, he needed this Hisramim Masanefesh, because it says, V'yiroimimucha l'areshes ha'aretz. That the Hisramim Masanefesh is what a leader needs and what a Jew needs in order to inherit Eretz Yisrael. That's what we find very interestingly by the Bnei Tzavchet. That by the Bnei Tzavchet it says, V'ata'amoyna, that when they were told that they had no chilek in Eretz Yisrael, it says V'ata'amoyna, that they stood up and they came in front of Moshe and Aaron and they said, Lama nigara, why should we be left out of coming into Eretz Yisrael? And on this, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Kain b'no stov chastovros, nosein titin lahem achuzas nachal Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Kenan." As if to say that this vatamayna, this strength of lama nigara, this v'yomemucha, this is shemim asanefesh, kain doivrois nosein titin lahem al pidin, because of the shemim asanefesh, they deserve a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. There's more to speak about here, but we have to. We have to cut it a little bit short. And we'll just be Messiah by saying that this midah of another psula versus another ksheira, just bechlal is such an important midah in Avodas Hashem. The Baal Shem Tov in Parshas Noyach and Baal Shem Tov ala Torah, he's quoted as saying as follows. Shamati mimayri sheroiv anvanusa shel adam goyrim. If a person has too much anava or anava psula, it causes shenisrachik mevedes Hashem yisbarach. Causes a person to be distant from avedes Hashem. Shemitzad shiflusai eino mamin, that because of the shiflus in his own eyes, he doesn't believe ki adam goyrim ma'idei tfilasa v'sirasa shafa kol olamos. That a person doesn't believe that through his own avodas Hashem and his Torah and tefillah that he's causing shafa to all the worlds. V'gam hamalachim nizayin in ma'idei tarasa tfilasa. If a person would believe in himself and what it means to be a Jew and a neshama and the impact he has on all the worlds, Hashem besimcha ubeyira merov kol. A person would serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu with tremendous simcha in Yerushalayim, and to say every word of Torah and Tefillah properly, and the Gadol say slave to that which David HaMelech said in Tishkevun bein Sfasayim, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu he's shomer b'shoyki l'sitzi adam l'nashka, that he waits by the openings of our lips to kiss us. When we say words of Torah and Tefillah, Berichim Udchilum. Vim Yasim Melev Liba, if a person pays attention to this, Bevadim Yizi Ha'isha Shaliach Sene Rosses Vizia Shamelach Godav Ner Shemir Shekels Vesayim Shal Adam Nivde Vechad L'Ishim Chetz Vizeh. Person will be awakened. Who can hear these things and not be careful? And then he quotes our Gemara in Gittin and Vav, An Vesanushal Shav Zechaya Gar Mechaber Mesa Mikdash. That a person has to know, he says, that he's a Sula Mutz of Arza Vereshim Gemma Shemaima, to be careful and to know in every tune and dibor that it all makes a reshem lamala, that everything which I should do should be l'shem shemaim, and not to say that which I do has no impact. And by having this in mind, then bringing himself to ma'asim tovim, he says, hudavak bo yisbarach, that's called veikus with Hashem yisbarach. And that's something which we mamash struggle with nowadays, is that we look in the chitzonius and we see no pnimius, and we forget that we're neshamas, and we forget that we have such shiflus and savlonus of ourselves. We have to be able to recognize that every word of tefillah, in Torah, every mitzvah, every ma'asim tovim is mamish so chashav to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's waiting, that he's mamish between our lips, waiting to kiss our lips in every single thing which we do. So therefore, if it's another psula which destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, it's therefore going to be the another b'tikuna, another de kedusha, which will certainly rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We should see that soon. B'bias koyel tzedek, b'mehirav yameinu amen.